All right.
Hello.
So this is let's see, what's the date today? This is gonna be a great start here. February 27th, GSC late night. Shout out to people in the chat. We got Rorner and Sorner, and of course Tronic and K-Dog, since this is his channel. We got Coach,
Howdy.
Dead Man Walking, Holy Poly, I Serve Him J-Dog, Land Jockey, I don't know how to pronounce, Mailway, Midnight,
Mailway.
Mini Nivy, and
You
Original
got
Spud, Razor
Mailway.
Sharp, Red Threads Gaming, Tesco Mayo something, and Woomp. So that's our attendance. Where'd Nivy go? Oh, one sec.
I
Okay.
personally invited Tesco Mayo. He's been in my stream before, but Tesco Mayo is one of Nivy's mods.
Okay.
So
So anyway,
should
this
remind
is
him of that.
the GSC late night, good hype. You know, K-Dog hype, Coltrane hype. Huh?
Yeah, I didn't almost just spit beer all over your hype.
What? So get hype. We got our special guest for this evening is OG Nivy, twitch.tv/OGNivy. Can one of you two gentlemen drag her down here and we can get started?
Well, you want to drag Nivy down? You
Yeah,
want me to
from the
go
green
ahead and
room,
drag
yeah,
her down?
please. Hello, Nivy, how are you?
Hello. Who can hurt
Welcome.
you?
First
So,
off, thank you for joining us.
yes, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Hello, you're so welcomed.
So we have some questions prepared, but we welcome relevant questions from people in the chat as well, and we'll get to those as appropriate. And I think we will the lead off questioner will be our resident standing streamer KDog 3 and 4. Please go.
Why, thank you, Sorlak. That was a phenomenal intro. Welcome, Nivy. Thank you once again. I know I said it once, but Now, my first question is this: why hog a PlayStation 4 for 2 hours?
I remember this is that was the funniest thing because I had actually gotten a donation from a reviewer, and it was very hard. It came with such a heartful letter, and it was basically telling me that I should use the money and buy a PS4. And I was just my heart. I was just like, when I got at that point, I was just like, oh my goodness, like the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, and like it was so heartfelt, like it got me so emotional. So when the time came that I actually got the PS4, I was just so happy and like so excited, and like I don't know, I just couldn't. I just had to sit there and have it in my lap like a child for like a good 2 to 3 hours. Moments too. I needed those moments, you know, like you ever have that moment? I don't know. I've never had a child, but you know how that moment when they, you know, the child's like right born and you're just like you don't want to let go of it. It's kind of how I felt with my PS4. I kind of just got it. I didn't, you know, I didn't. I was like, you know what? I shouldn't even open it. You know, I should just put this on display in my room somewhere. I was like, I was so excited about it.
Nice. I
I remember that because I was in that stream
was
with
there
you.
too.
I missed the heartfelt contribution from your viewer. I missed that part, but I was there the day that you had finally gotten the PS4, and I'm like, I'm watching it, and you're just holding it, and I didn't ask anything about it. And I'm watching, and I keep watching, and 30 minutes go by, and an hour goes by, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
And you
But
should have
you
seen
helped.
me. You
Oh
should
my
have seen me
goodness.
in the store. It was so funny. So I used to work at Best Buy. Now I work at a different place, but I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go get it at Best Buy because I had like a coupon there or something. I remember. But I went to Best Buy and my coworker works there. So I grabbed the PS. I go up to him and I'm like shaking and I'm like, oh my god, guess what I'm getting today? I'm getting the PS4. And you just see me like dancing like into the store. And it's just funny because I used to work there. So everybody's looking at me and they were like, A, what are you doing here? B, why are
Why
you
are you dancing?
dancing in the store? And like the amount of enthusiasm that I had when I picked it up. Okay, listen. So I picked up the first PS4 and it just didn't feel right.
What was wrong about it? Did it
It just
weigh
didn't
more? Was it
feel
in a
right.
different
I don't know.
routine?
It just
Phenomenal.
it didn't feel right. And I walked around the store hugging it and I'm like, for some reason, this doesn't feel right. So I went back and I put it down, and I'm like, okay. And I looked at them, and I picked up one leg towards like the middle. Oh my God, and that's when the connection, I felt the
Kismet,
bond.
kismet, I think they say. It was kismet. It was meant to be.
Oh man, and I was like, oh yeah. I even drove with it in my lap. I know that's not safe. Don't do that. I don't recommend anybody doing that, but I
If
did.
anyone out there listening, please don't drive with your PlayStation 4 in your lap. Buckle it in this. There's a seat next to you with a seat belt. Just buckle it in
I
or
mean,
buy a car seat.
granted, when I went on the highway, that's when I put the seatbelt on it. You know,
Perfect.
you can't drive in Miami on the highway with a large box on your lap because things are gonna happen to the box.
That sounds dangerous.
Well, thank you for that, by the way. All right, I think that broke the ice. That was a that broke the ice. So, Nivi, why don't you tell us
We get to
a little about yourself, a little about your stream, and just basically introduce yourself.
Hi. My name is Nivy. Nice to meet you. I have been on Twitch for about 200 days. My 1 year anniversary will be coming up 7th. I stream a lot of Minecraft, League of Legends, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, and Guild Wars 2. And I also very much love cutesy cutesy things. If you go to my channel, my community is called the Kingdom of Love and Hugs. And basically what we strive for is that everybody, you know, being treated equally, everybody being nice, we don't use vulgarity, and I am a PG rated stream.
Perfect. Now, where did you come up with that name, Kingdom of Love and Hugs? Did
To
just
be honest, I don't have it just I think it's one of those things, you know, whenever like you're trying to think of a nickname for somebody, but like it doesn't you don't have that it's not as an emotional feeling when you just like keep thinking about it and then make a name. Like you get that emotional feeling when like things just add up to it. And at some point you don't even remember you just start calling that person that name and you can't even pinpoint where the name originated from. That's basically where the Kingdom of Love and Hugs came from. I think it was like a collaboration of a lot of what my viewers were saying and a lot of what I was thinking, and it just basically it just stuck. I just it
You,
just
yeah.
stuck,
You
so to speak.
were saying love. You used the words love and hugs a lot in your stream
And
or
yeah, and
people
I
way
think
before Kingdom of Love and Hugs even showed up.
yeah. So I think a bunch of my viewers, like one of my viewers, calls me like the Empress of Love and Hugs. And then it was the Kings and the Love and Hugs. I know Tesco had something to do with this for sure. I just can't
Tesco.
pinpoint
That sword carrying individual.
it.
You gotta love Tesco though. He's a good man. Good individual. I
He's
think he's a
amazing.
man.
Tesco is absolutely
Yeah,
amazing.
it's good. Sorlak, you have any question you would like to throw at Miss Mini Nivy here?
Well, a lot of people use the point system in their chat, but in your chat, it has to do with cookies. So my question is, how come it's cookies? And if it's because you like cookies, what is your favorite kind?
Okay, so the cookie the so I use Botlar, and Botlar is actually made by one of the coding editors for the Asgardians, which is a team that I'm a part of,
Whoa,
a stream
whoa,
team.
whoa. Repeat that again.
Botlar
Butler.
is our
Okay.
bot. It's basically like a universal bot that we allow people, like other streamers in our team, to use. So, I'm sorry, I'm watching the video and I'm watching you say whoa back up. And it's just you're using all your hand movements. And no, but we love cookies. I absolutely love cookies. And I was like, oh, this thing is so awesome. Like I was trying to think of a bot and I was like, what should I give out? And I was gonna give out rupees, and then I found somebody else was giving out rupees, and I was like, oh my goodness, maybe I should do cupcakes or something. And then cookies, I love
Who
cookies, the
doesn't? Who
essence of
doesn't love
cookies.
cookies?
Chocolate chip cookies are amazing. White macadamia nut cookies are amazing. Oatmeal cookies are amazing. Cookies, like in general. Brownie cookies. If you don't haven't had a brownie cookie, you're missing out on life. Oh my God,
Snickerdoodles.
The huge cookie that they sell at Papa John's. That's so good.
Yes.
Big fan of the peanut butter cookie.
I'll eat anything with peanut butter in it.
My gosh.
You make a lot of cookies, Tronic.
Yeah. Buckeyes. You can't really consider a Buckeye a cookie, but a Buckeye is phenomenal. Anyways, back on track.
Back on track. I think you're up, Tronic.
Oh God. All right, hold on. Let me check my my list.
Oh boy.
No, just kidding. Anyways, so why exactly how did you get into streaming? Like, what inspired you to stream? And what do you enjoy most about it?
What inspired me to stream is always like a very hard question for me, because I've always actually wanted to stream. Like, first the interest started towards like making YouTube videos and trying to like make people happy and interactive. I kind of figured out what streaming was, and I'm like, oh, this is really cool. Like, this is something I see myself doing, you know. This is, you know, I would love interacting with other people and playing video games with them and everything. Mm-hmm. So it was also a lot of my boyfriend too. He was always like, oh, you should do it, you know, I think you'd have a lot of fun with it, you know, you should try it out and see if you like it. So he really pushed me into doing it, and then I was like, all right, you know, my friend, he was moving, and we were doing a garage sale with all of his stuff for fundraising,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, whatever you find in there, you can keep, and I was like, okay, cool, and I actually found a webcam.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, okay. So I had just finished building my gaming computer, and I had a web camera. And I had a headset with a microphone. And I was like, all right, I guess we can try this out.
Yeah, definitely.
Do it.
And absolutely. So I did it, and it was absolutely amazing. And to this day, I can say that the best thing about it is the fact that I've made so many new friends. Like you guys, Tesco, like QR Gaming, like you guys, like...
You silenced your cell phone, right, Nivy? Before you came in.
That wasn't me.
God.
We ask everybody to silence their cell phones. Now I'm gonna piggyback on that question about streaming. And most of us in here stream. Most of us in here either we stream and we love streaming and blah 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 blah. But Nivy, do you ever feel like you have to stream as opposed to want to stream?
I know like a lot of people are like, oh, saying that you have to stream is a little bit bad, and it is in essence, but I feel like sometimes I have to stream because I've already, you know, I'm not the type of person that's just like, oh, I'm gonna stream, and then like I feel so bad when like sometimes something comes up and I have to cancel it, and sometimes like, no, I have to stream, like I have to see these people, like I have to interact with them, like I miss them, like I have to stream. Sometimes it just gets kind of like an addiction.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, I have that same feeling. It's an addiction. Like today, I knew I was gonna be late to start my normal stream, and I had to stream. I had to start that time, and it bothered me. But it's a dilemma. Like, in my mind, a good streamer is somebody that is streaming because they want to. They want to go on the stream. They want to play this game, as opposed to they feel the need to have to. But it is an addiction, so it's just a fine line. I don't know.
Yeah, I find it that like I'm right in between that line.
Right, it is a fine line to walk. There's been nights where I felt like I had to stream. I felt like I should walk down to my garage, turn my system on and stream, but I didn't. I felt like I had to,
yeah.
But I didn't for some reason. And it's just tough. It's a tough call. Because I don't think you should go stream because you feel like you have to. That's what I'm basically saying. Even though you feel like you have to, you shouldn't do it.
Unless you want to. And we've come full circle.
We've come completely full circle. Which we usually do. We usually do that. That was a good question.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah, I agree.
It was a good question.
It was. It was. I mean, I know where you're coming from.
I understood it. I have a question.
Go ahead.
It's an important question.
Better be.
Hello?
Wow.
We're waiting.
Here's the question. You should still need the suspense.
Hold on.
Oh boy.
I'm having technical difficulties here. Okay. What started the titles of your stream? For instance, every time that you do a tweet out about the stream, it's something like a joke or a short little clever saying. Like, for instance, the current one is, "You're so beautiful, you made me forget my pickup line." How did that start?
Oh, my pickup line. I don't know. I just one day, like, I was looking and I was like, I don't know what in the world I should put as my broadcasting title. I just stared at the screen and I was like, all right, pickup line it is. Cheesy pickup line. Because I just feel like cheesy pickup lines are so cute. And I'm just like, I just want to share them with the world.
It's like,
I enjoy them.
You're,
I think they're hilarious.
I feel like people like underestimate them. Because, like, people are like, oh, I'm not going to use, a pickup line. And I'm like, okay, listen, if you listen to the probability of people using pickup, like, cheesy, cute pickup lines nowadays, it's probably, like, close to, like, 5% because people just don't use them anymore. Like, let's say, like, if my boyfriend, when he was courting me, I guess we'll call it courting, when he was courting me, like, let's say, I don't know how to say
what's
it, like,
That's absolutely correct. Courting is the correct term.
That's right. That's the right word.
Is it just weird because I'm saying it? I don't know.
It's weird to me because you're using that word and you're from the younger generation.
Oh.
So to me, to hear somebody say that word is weird to me.
You know, when I was young, we used courting and we used wooing.
Wooing. Oof. Going way back, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, so when your boyfriend courted you,
Oh, when he was courting me. Okay, let's say, like, if he used cheesy pickup lines, like, I would have been, like, head over heels because I love cheesy pickup lines. Because nobody uses them anymore. Everybody just assumes that, like, they're just being overused, but nobody uses them anymore in this day and age.
No.
And there's like 1,000 of them.
Who even hooks up face to face anymore? I mean,
oh, that's
somebody
true.
Somebody sends a DM and says, Craigslist invite or something, you know?
Oh my god.
I had to go walk around the town park to find.
You must be tired because you've been running through my head all day.
How tired are you? I've seen you on my Twitter feed.
Is your refrigerator running? Well, you better go get it.
That's not a pickup line,
but we're off track.
Yeah. Well, I consider Mini Nivy a Twitch success. And,
I consider myself a Twitch success.
That's what I want to hear. Because you say that to someone and the first thing that's going to come out of their mouth is, no, I'm not.
I think what the thing is, though, is that a lot of people are more focused on the quantity of their viewers rather than, like, the quality of their viewers.
Well done. And what you've done, what you've grasped, right there, quality over quantity, is that you've built a community, the Kingdom of Love and Hugs. We've said that. You've done a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
what steps you might the answer to this question might be I have no idea. I did absolutely nothing. But what steps did you take, if any, to increase your viewers, your exposure, to build that community?
I can be honest with you. Like, it's not that I didn't want to do it. It's just that I didn't really know how to do it. Because, I mean, so there was this girl that rated me And she went when I started out streaming just League of Legends, and I was like, oh, she seems pretty cool, you know. And I looked her up on Google, and this girl was posting on Reddit, posting on all of these blogs, and she had like a high viewer count. And I'm like, okay, maybe I should do that, right? But I think it got to the point that I'm just like, well, if I post in Reddit, I know for sure at least 60% of those people are going to be trolls. Right. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to kind of put like those kinds of toxic conversations into the stream. So I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't go towards that. So, to be honest, I just streamed. I made a Twitter. And, you know, I hashtag, you know, the games that I was playing. I hashtag Twitch TV, you know, just like the basic hashtags that people would use whenever, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I feel like watching something like Minecraft or something, you know, their hashtag Minecraft and see what pops up. Like, I just did stuff like that. Yeah. I did try a little bit with Instagram though. Like, I didn't go out and put follow a bunch of people. Actually, I just posted a picture and be like, hey, you know, I'm streaming. You know, if you want to check me out. You know, I love hanging out with new people. I don't know.
That's like the same line I walked, because I thought to myself, okay, if you want to promote, if you want to get your stream out there, you want more exposure, you got to go to those other forums. You got to go to the Reddits. You got to go to the Casual Runs Live. You got to go to the Game Streaming Central. You got to go there, get your name out. You got to make the work. That is a 24-hour job. And to what? Pull in what? Two viewers? Two committed viewers? Not trolls? I mean, I could easily throw up a $50 gift card and pull in a quick, you know? But you're not building a community, and you're not building the kingdom of love and hugs, and you're not building that closeness. So, right there, I knew that was going to be your answer. I knew when I wrote this question down, I thought to myself, I know that it just happened organically, and but I still wanted to get the question out there and let people hear that answer.
Right, the audience doesn't know that.
Yes. Exactly.
Now they do.
But do you watch a lot of streamers?
I feel like I should. I watch, obviously, you know, like I'm not going to say like I don't watch any streamers, because, you know, I come in and I watch you guys. I watch K-Tux, sometimes go watch Sorlog, Game Streaming Central. Sometimes I lurk whenever other people are, you know, streaming. Sometimes, you know, just to give them that extra viewer count. Sometimes I host people. It's just that, like, you know, sometimes, you know, you get busy. And, you know. But a lot of times whenever I do have time, I do spam. Like, I constantly, like, I hit my follow button, the people that I'm following, and I check them out. And I'm like, okay, nobody's on. So then, like, I see who they're hosting, and I go check them out. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, if it ends up, because sometimes it ends up in a point when nobody's following, right. Nobody I'm following on, and nobody's hosting anybody, that's when I'll go lurk, like, in Hearthstone streams so I can get better, or, like, I'll lurk in a League of Legends stream so I can get better, or, like, in Call of Duty streams because I love watching Call of Duty.
So you'll go to other streamers for the gameplay?
For the gameplay, yeah. And then, of course, like, I go to other streamers, and I follow them if, like, I like the content that they put out. So then whenever I'm ending my stream and I don't have, you know, I don't have, like, people I know, or if I feel like I should just, sometimes I have that feeling to just stream, to just host, like, somebody that doesn't have a lot of viewers. I do go out, like, late at night. Maybe I can't go to sleep. Like, I'll go all the way to the bottom. People have 0-1 viewers, and then, like, I'll look through them individually. It takes some time because sometimes, you know, I don't have ad blockers, so I watch the ads, and then I'm like, okay, this person's cool, and I'll give them a follow, you know. And then whenever the time comes, if they're on when I'm ending, then I'll go ahead and raid them or host them.
How many people do you follow on Twitch?
Not like a whole bunch. I follow 84.
How many people do I follow on Twitch? I have no idea how to compare that to. What a terrible question.
You follow 253.
I do?
Yeah.
Well, that's useless. I'll tell you that right now. I'm gonna go through. Look, if I follow you, I'm gonna go through my 253 people, and I'm gonna purge that motherfucker. Yeah, that's way too many.
Watch your language.
Easy, easy.
Just too many. Sorry. Watch my language. Why don't you tell us a little about? I'm gonna pronounce it wrong because I'm not good with English. Averse Esports, in your role there.
Averse Esports. Yeah, no, you said fine.
Thank you.
Let's get up then. Maybe, you know what? Maybe I'm just saying it. I'm not good at English.
Doesn't matter. It's Averse Esports. Doesn't matter how it says. How it's
drop
spelled.
It in the
how
chat.
Well, I can't drop it that fast. I can drop it like it's hot, but I can't drop it fast.
I am media manager for Averse Esports, and basically I handle the stream team. No, basically what that is we are, Averse is a team of I don't know if you say professional, but they're basically professional, like Call of Duty players. They are competing right now, and they're doing pretty good. I think they're 4-3 right now. We have two teams. We have Averse White and then Averse Blue. We are planning on like expanding. Like we do have a Counter-Strike team that they're trying to set up, a League of Legends team, and then of course I handle the stream team. And the people on the stream team are usually going to stream on the Averse Esports channel every once in a while, just to help them get up in numbers. You know, it's basically for the Averse Esports stream team. It's more to benefit other people. But because we are an esports team, we do have, what's the word, like sponsors? I can remember sponsors. We do have sponsors, and they do have a little bit of a larger community. So, it's good to help other people out.
Yeah. Now, that when you say stream team, that's not an official Twitch stream team, right? That's just, is that, you say, I said Averse Esports, and you said you help out with their stream team. Is that? Do they have an official stream team?
The stream team, I'm a part of the stream team, and then we have like three other people that are part of the stream team. We do have an official stream team.
Averse Esports does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, goodness gracious. If I was to ask you what the perfect, if you were looking for the perfect streamer, what would it, describe it to me.
The kind
there,
of streamers
there might
that
not
I...
be there might not be a perfect streamer. That might be an anomaly. But
very good. One syllable at a time.
Thank you very, very much. I was one of you assholes to come in there and correct my English. But if I was to say to you, describe me the perfect streamer, what would it be?
The perfect streamer to me is somebody who is enjoying themselves. I go into a lot of streams and people just don't look like they're enjoying themselves.
If you're not enjoying your stream, then you just hit that stop streaming button. Just walk away. I've been known to do that, and I've been known to not do that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Seriously, I'm not kidding. There's been streams where I've been not having fun, and I've been angry, and I've been mad, and I probably should have gotten off, and I don't. And there's been streams where I have, and I've left. So I know exactly what she's saying.
So someone who's enjoying themselves, and what else?
Someone who's enjoying themselves, I like to test them out and, try to talk to them in the chat and see if they're actually paying attention to the chat and interacting. And someone who's just, I can't stand in, excessive amounts of vulgarity. I just can't. I can't do it. And I think that's kind of, Twitch is supposed to be fun, yeah, but, there's a level of professionalism that you should have.
No wonder she lurks all the time in my stream.
And advocate that.
I try.
No, but, it's not even, you're not even bad. Like, I've gone into streams, these people, they're, cursing, they're sailors, but for no reason. Like, nothing is happening. Like, they're just cursing just to curse. Like, instead of using the, they use the F word for every time you use the. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, that's not
Don't
necessary.
Give them ideas. Don't give them ideas.
Well, I've erased the F word from my vocabulary. I now say frat. Battlestar Galactica. And if you don't like that, too fracking bad because
because it's time for Tronic's question.
Oh God, you put me on a spot like that?
Yeah, man, you gotta start paying attention. You want to move up in the ranks or not?
Here we go. I'm ready. Raids, selfish or selfless?
One more time.
Raids. You got a lot of viewers or no viewers. It doesn't really matter. Raids. Are they selfless or selfish?
Raids.
When you raid someone, are you being selfish or selfless?
Selfless.
Yeah, I'm curious. How would that be selfish?
I mean, people do raid. Okay, like if somebody's...
You want me to answer that question? Or you want to let Nivy answer that question?
Yeah.
I prefer Nivy.
There you go. Good answer.
Yes, please.
I mean, occasionally you do get those people that are streaming and they have like two or three people in their channel. Because, you know, to me, a raid is a raid no matter how many people, you know, you're taking the time raiding, you're hosting something. But some people do it with malintentions. And I know somebody who does it, and it really bothers me that they'll raid somebody that has larger viewers, and that person is really nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So then they would return the raid.
Got you. Now I understand. All right.
And then that's selfish because they're not doing it to help the person out. Yeah, you know, two or three extra viewers, that's beneficial to them. But the fact their goal out of it
is
selfish.
I understand now.
I know somebody that will choose their raid based on the number of viewers in their chat. So, for example, if they have, let's say, 100 viewers in their chat, they'll rage. If they have 100 viewers in their chat, they'll go up and they'll raid Cody or Samzors or someone like that. If they have below those viewers, they'll raid someone else. They're smart. No, if they can bring a better viewership to the higher person up, that higher per- it's a it's what did Reagan say? Was it a trickle down effect?
You bring up Reagan.
I trickle down. They meticulously use their raids selfishly, which is fine, but I don't know.
All right, listen, maybe he's got time for one more question. Let's field one question from the chat.
There you go.
QR Gaming 1177 asks, do you have any advice for people who want to stream?
Advice for people that want to stream? I mean, the main advice is focus on your goal. And your goal is not viewer counts. Your goal should be being entertaining. Because I think a lot of times people lose what the Twitch community is really about. Like, the Twitch community isn't about, you know, I mean, it's nice for the perks, you know, for the large viewer counts, the donations, the subscription buttons. I mean, yes, you know, they're all nice, but essentially what you want is you want to be the type of person that people come at the end of the day, you know, they had a long day, they're tired, you know, they just want to sit back, relax, enjoy something, and, you know, that's what you're there for. You're there, you know, to help them out, to make them feel comfortable, to entertain them. I feel that that's what it's really about. That's why with the Kingdom 11 Hugs, it's a community that sets back whatever's happened that day. You come in, you know, we all greet you, you know, we're happy to see you, you know, we want to know about your day. If your day's been hard, it's okay. You don't know how to tell us about it. It's going to be a better day the next day. You know, just sit back, relax, interact with everybody. Can I sing for you? Oh God, no! I think I'm pretty sure your guys' eardrums would be glad that I don't.
That last question was one of the best answers I've heard in a while, because I've started to look at Twitch as not to worry about my follower count at all, only the viewer count, and like how many viewers I have in at a, you know what I mean, at a time.
And it's always hard because it's like a hot and cold situation when you want to celebrate like your the amount of viewers, amount of followers that you get. Because a lot of people, you know, will be like, oh, surprise, something at this amount of followers. But at the same time, like, you don't want to make it seem like, I don't want to make it seem like that's what I'm focused on. It's just like, oh, okay, if we've gotten that far, I just want to, like, it's more like I want to thank you guys. So I'm going to do this because it's going to be more entertaining if I do this. Kind of thing. And I think a lot of people also take that. They don't do that with, they do it with malintentions.
Right. Yes, I agree. they do it hoping to get something in return. But that was wonderful and a phenomenal last question. Before we let we're going to let Nivi go, right, Sorlak?
That's correct. If you have to go, feel free to go. Thank you very much for being our guest on the show today. I dropped the link to Nivi's Twitch in the chat. Drop her a stream, drop her a follow. Again, thank you very much for stopping by and being our guest, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Did you have a question, K-Doug?
No, I was just going to say, before you left, is there anything you wanted to promote? Anything you had coming up? I mean, you're sitting here, I don't know what you're doing, actually. But it's your time to shine, so if there's anything you want to plug, if you're streaming in 5 minutes, you want to plug it, you're streaming tomorrow, anything.
No, I don't have anything. I'll be streaming on Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Midterms are coming, guys.
Project, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a Java program project that I am absolutely not.
Well, you better get on that. What the hell are you doing in this thing? Doing an interview with a moron standing in his garage with a shirt and a tie on.
Hey, I'm a moron sitting in my computer chair.
Okay, Nivi, thank you very much. Thank you once again, and have a wonderful night and a phenomenal weekend, and we'll see you around at twitch.tv/OHGEENIVI. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
I love being here, so.
Oh.
Have a good night, guys. See you later.
Later.
Bye-bye. Now. Oh, now.
Goodness, I just dropped my cap on the ground.
Huh?
No. Huh?
All right, listen. Now I'm serious mode, and I'm pissed.
Coming up. Look, I know what's coming up next, and I'm all ready for it.
Huh?
Would you like my comments?
About what?
About what?
Oh, no, we're not going to discuss that. I typed in the chat, I said, hey, listen. Coming up next is Ask GSC Anything, and people are typing stuff like, how important is the balance between gameplay and the chat interaction? I mean, who are these questions addressed to? Are they all going to be addressed to K-Dog or Tronic? Probably not Tronic, right?
No.
I think something we could have done, though, when we do have someone coming in for an interview, I think we should encourage the chat to ask more questions.
Huh?
Because then I can pull... Huh? Then I can look over and pull one. You know?
I gotta say that the Back to the Future chimes, you know, were disappointingly light this evening.
I muted it after the first one.
Huh? So you're saying that's you?
I mean, no. What was that?
All right, listen. Let's field some questions from the chat. The first one is for Tronic20TV. Would you rather live in a world where giant friendly gummy bears walk around or in a world where hoverboards are readily available at stores?
Definitely hoverboards. I mean, that's not even close. 1,000% equivocally, hoverboards exist. You'll never see me again. See you later.
Question for K-Dog 3 and 4. How many hours? Huh?
Go ahead. How many hours?
How many hours or days do you think a full-time streamer should, in capital letters, stream for?
Oh, wow. Wow. Well,
that's a great question. Are we putting full-time streamer in quotes?
No quotes.
No quotes. Okay. How many hours? What is that again? Repeat that question. It's like a Trivial Pursuit game. Could you repeat the question, please?
Yes. How many hours / days, / to be exact, how many... hours / days do you think a full-time no quote streamer should in all caps stream for?
Well, a full-time streamer should stream 40 hours a week. That's the job. 40 hours a week streaming would be full-time streaming. Now, some people, 40 hours a week. There you go. You want to be a full-time streamer? 40 hours a week.
40 hours a week?
40 hours a week.
Wow.
Yep.
I think it depends what your goals are.
That's a lot, man.
If you want to claim yourself a full-time streamer, if I go to someone's stream and they say, hey, I'm a full-time streamer, I'm going to be like, okay, cool. I like what this guy has. He's a full-time streamer. I'm gonna hit that follow button. And then he like he's not on full-time.
That's 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's a full-time job.
That is, yeah, yes, correct. That is 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Oh. Or it's
okay. Moving on. Gotta break out the mathematics on 7 days, 6 hours a day, 5.5 hours a day for 7 days a week.
Who asked that question? Who asked that question?
Let me check.
Why does it matter?
Yeah.
We gotta know.
I want to know. I mean, it doesn't matter. Why does it matter if you're a full-time streamer or not? Just fuck. Just say you're a full-time streamer.
What in the world just happened?
Captain Skeppy.
All right, I'll answer the question without him saying anything. Captain Skeppy is a full-time streamer. Now you tell me what you stream. How often? He's a full-time streamer in my mind.
Is he?
Yes.
Does it say that?
But he streams.
No. Sorry.
Thanks a lot, man. Seriously, sorry, man. In my mind, which you don't want to be in my mind, he's a full-time streamer. There, does that answer your question?
I hurt my throat.
More questions? Good job, moron.
Here's some pro tips from the GS CEO.
Stream every day at least 5 hours. So that's 35 hours a week. There you go.
If you want to grow your stream, here's the clutch tips. You make a schedule. And you put it under your stream, and you stream to that schedule every time, every day. You're not late, you know. You're even there early sometimes. And if you want to get big, the reality is you got to play popular games. You got to, because you'll cap out.
Cap out mean?
You'll reach the maximum viewers for that game / genre. Although I say that, and then I think of my oft quoted example, FireDragon764, who only streamed Luigi's Mansion. It's the only thing he ever streamed. Speedruns of Luigi's Mansion.
Dropping names.
That's a good game.
Huh?
That's a good game.
Yeah.
And I don't give a rip about Luigi's Mansion, except for that one day I did give a rip. I said, how come this Luigi's Mansion stream has 100 viewers in it? I've heard of that game. That's on some portable thing, so I'll never play it, but I'll watch it. So I went in there, and I don't give a rip about Luigi's Mansion or speedrunning. Huh? But...
They got rap for a push-up and rap for...
Doing push-ups over there?
No.
But... He had a great personality. He greeted everyone that came and said hello, even though he had 100 viewers. Now that guy has 1,000 viewers. Just because he stuck to the schedule, he had a great personality, and that's it.
Yeah, that schedule's pretty big. I agree with that. That schedule's big.
I'm 100% behind that schedule because I used to stream every day, midday, during nap time.
Monday. Don't forget that Twitch prime time is U.S. evening.
Right.
So I should say stick to the schedule, and your schedule should absolutely include the evening.
Yes. Well, yeah, yes, I agree. But I believe that my stream was hurt when I had to cut back on my middays.
Yeah, because you lost that.
Yeah, we can play yeah, I can play clubs now, right?
You lost that. Now, right? That subset of viewers that could only watch during that time.
Yeah. Yes.
Now,
but, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I mean, you have to have priorities in your life. Is it important for you to become a millionaire on Twitch or spend time with your family? Or work on your career?
I'm going to answer for K-Dog, and I don't know why. I don't even think he's looking to be a millionaire on Twitch. I just think he enjoys the shit out of it.
I don't know. I see dollar signs in his eyes. I can see him right now. So. Oh, wait. Hate blockers.
I don't see my eyes. What are you talking about? Look closely. You see dollar signs in those fucking eyes? No.
Listen, I got another question for K-Dog.
Let me elaborate first. Let me elaborate, then get to your next question. I was ready to get on and stream and broadcast myself to the world. I knew nothing about donations. I knew nothing about sub buttons. I knew nothing about anything. All I knew was that the Xbox One was getting a Twitch app. That's all I knew. And I was like, dude, we should broadcast our Call of Duty.
From the living room.
Yeah, right? I was like, all I want to do is broadcast wrestling with my brothers or Madden with my brothers. Look, if my brothers were in here in this garage and we played Madden against each other, we'd break Twitch.
You'd break each other. All you guys fucking do is fight.
We would. Go ahead. Next question, please. Thank you.
Next question is, K-Dog, would you rather change gender every time you sneeze or not be able to tell the difference between a muffin and a baby?
Fuck, I just sneezed.
Would I rather change genders every time I sneeze or not be able to tell the difference between a muffin or a baby?
That was the question, yeah.
Well, you know what?
One fucking crazy question.
I sneeze so much that I'm going to go with that because I think I could do that. And I got a lot of benefits with that.
I have a follow-up question to that.
Because if my allergies aren't really bad that day, then like I might be able to spend the whole day as a woman. And I'm sorry, man, out there. Being a woman would be much better than being a man.
You get in free in the clubs.
I rescind my follow-up question. I no longer want to go down this path.
Well, you're committed now, son.
Next question, please. What Twitch streamer would you want to hang out with in person? What kind of question is that?
What's wrong with that question? I think that's a good question.
No. Well, it wasn't asked by Sorlak. What Twitch streamer would I want to hang out with in person?
I think that's a phenomenal question.
Okay, go ahead, answer it.
You want me to answer it?
It's a phenomenal question.
Yep.
I'd like to hang out with Summit 1G.
I don't even know him.
I think that would be pretty fucking fun.
That's my answer.
I think hanging out with Tim and Paul would be fun. Who else?
Yes. Silence speaks volumes.
Captain says you can't hang out with him because you're a Liverpool fan.
Well, who do you support, Captain? Please don't say Chelsea or Arsenal. Anything else I can tolerate.
I think I'd hang out with N6 Chunks, and I think he lives like 40 minutes away from GSC HQ.
Well, there you go.
I heard that Tronic and K-Dog don't live too far away from each other. So if they aspired to meeting each other one day in person.
That's true.
We don't really like each other.
Possible.
Now, what are we going to be doing?
I have a restraining order.
When I hang out with this so-called streamer, what are we doing?
Eating bagels and drinking coffee, probably.
Definitely a Starbucks visit.
Yeah.
Starbucks. I would never step foot in a fucking Starbucks.
Well, then we can't hang out.
Good. I'm not hanging out on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
It's actually 2 o'clock.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That was close. I really have to answer that question.
What question?
Who I have to hang out with?
Have to? No, the question was who would you want to hang out with?
Yeah.
I have to. No, that wasn't the question.
Who would I want to hang out with?
Yeah.
If you could meet one of your... Here, let me rephrase it for you to make it easier. If you could meet one of your favorite streamers, who would it be?
And it would not necessarily be at a Starbucks, okay? It could be at McDonald's.
I recommend Starbucks.
It could be at your favorite restaurant, paid from the salary of Game Streaming Central in this hypothetical situation.
That mode?
I'm going to go with Tronic20TV because I don't think he streams.
I think he streams more than I do.
No, you were on last night. I'm going with Inhiero because I want to know what happened to him.
He actually never streamed. He was just a follower, and that dude is in jail. I'm sorry.
Really?
I don't want look. The shirt I wore yesterday on stream was I hate people. I don't want to hang out with anyone.
All right, listen. This is a good question for K-Dog.
Okay, thank you. Switch it up. Well done.
Do you think there would? Excuse me, I had to unswallow my throat. Do you think there should be an official host count in the same way there's a viewer count?
As in what? This person has been hosted this many times, or this person hosts this many times?
Say at the bottom where it shows the viewers, if there was like a purple little person that signified how many streams were hosting said stream.
There is. It's right here. I can see it
Pass K-Dog.
I paused it. I'm being hosted by seven channels. Gaming for Adoption, Mailway, OG Nivy, Holy Poly, Bionic Bolt.
One that's visible to everyone in the chat.
Pro Gloves cannot be paused. I don't even know.
No, that's a stupid question. No, I don't think there should be. That's a dumb question.
Who else has questions for the GSC staff? Preferably related to GSC.
Who else has questions to be insulted by K-Dog34?
Hey man, they gotta get used to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
You know, director of hype and you know, I do the size and Trank does the laughs and you do the salt
all day, but sit there and hype every single person.
Not sure what I do.
Central's front page.
I've been trying to hang out with everybody. That's been my personal goal.
Guys, question for the chat. The people in the chat, there's a lot of people. First of all, the first thing isn't a question. Second thing is a question. All right. So if you're a front page streamer on GSC, and I know who you are, you better put your stream link in the chat right now, please. And also put a couple games that you stream as well.
In addition to the link,
thank you.
Please.
And then afterward,
yeah, you'll get it.
I would appreciate some feedback about the GSC website. And don't say you want a follow button on the front page because that's not going to happen due to technical reasons in the near future. And the load times are getting looked at too. But anything else that you'd like to present to us about the website, it sucks, I hate it, or Jesus, I like this, etc.
I could have made that.
That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for in the chat. Let's see. Coach said he had a question.
What is Coach's question?
Was games you hate to watch but love to play, or that was the opposite? Games you love to watch and hate to play? Wow. See, I don't like watching Destiny, but I love playing it at the moment. I don't think I would watch Destiny stream.
I sure
don't know. I don't find that interesting. I love to play the shit out of it, though.
I don't like to watch people play FIFA.
I don't think I have ever watched anyone play FIFA, so that might be my answer.
There you go. It just bothers me. Like, why would
I honestly don't think I've ever watched anyone play FIFA.
Yeah, that's not, and that's like one of the biggest games too. But I don't ever watch anyone play it. I watch streamers that play games I don't play. I you know what? To tell you the truth, I don't.
Hearthstone. I've never played Hearthstone, but I enjoyed watching that game.
Right.
Oh man, I watched a ton of that game, and then I played it for like a week, and I didn't play it again after that.
You quit.
It's like you were given the basics, right? But to get anything beyond the basics was a grind.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's absolutely what Destiny is. Also, it's just a grind, and I don't think anyone would actually want to watch that. I could be wrong. I wouldn't want to watch it. I love playing it, but I definitely wouldn't want to watch somebody grinding through all that.
TP's got a good point though. He said most FIFA streamers just sit there and open packs, and then that made me think to myself, well, you know what? I do watch a FIFA streamer.
That's true.
And Coltrane doesn't sit and open packs.
Coltrane.
He does. You know, career. He does career mode. You know, he doesn't open packs anymore. He doesn't do that.
Yeah.
So that I actually do watch. That's interesting. I like to. Oh, you know who else I watch? And he just switched his Twitch. I don't know his new Twitch, but I know Sorlak knows who I'm talking about.
Who?
Oh yeah.
Campos George.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he has a new channel now.
Watch I watch what is that called? Manager? What is that called? Football FIFA, what is it called? FIFA Manager? Football Manager?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
The viewers love to open packs. Who gives a shit, Woomp? Who cares? Then go open a pack. Kids like to open packs. That's what we're saying. Are you in Twitch to be a millionaire?
I don't like watching either. I don't want to watch somebody play FIFA. I don't want to watch somebody open packs on FIFA. I just do shit less. However, there is a caveat to that. I mean, if I find you entertaining, I'm gonna watch you regardless. You could be playing fucking Mousetrap.
Right, exactly.
I'm gonna watch you. So sometimes it really doesn't matter.
Right, being entertaining trumps what the hell you're playing, basically. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What you're doing.
Last night, I'm watching somebody play FTL. I could give two shits about that game, but I had a good time, man.
Sorlak, you're talking about Sorlak.
Huh? FTL, man.
Yeah.
I remember when that game came out. So I know it was like, you dig this game. And I played it for a little bit, and I was like, eh. And then when I came back to it, I got big into it. And then I was pretty close to the best in the world for a little bit.
Are you being serious or are you just bullshitting?
I probably was.
Seriously?
And then
I had no idea what I was even watching, and this guy's world class.
And then other people started playing the game, and then it wasn't true so much anymore. That Pandatron guy who doesn't stream anymore. And Error, who was in my chat yesterday, he's pretty good. But there's people now that play that game and they don't pause it ever. Like, no pause runs. Which is insane.
Yeah, see, I'm just by it.
So you're always thinking on your feet?
Yeah, yes, you can't. Hey. It becomes a habit in that game. You have to abuse the pause. There's too much going on. And then they got people playing in hard mode.
Overwhelmed.
And no pause mode. And I suppose you have to build up to it.
Yeah, Red 30 Gaming said, last night I streamed for 2+ hours.
Come on, give me that fucking penalty.
I don't remember what I played, but I played a nice game of hide and seek. I searched my house for Play-Doh. And
I'm actually kind of amazed that you didn't have Play-Doh in your house. Like, that's
all right, listen.
Exactly.
What is up with the Play-Doh thing?
It's right here. The Play-Doh's right here.
I do not currently have Play-Doh in my house. And that is because I gave it all to my kid's mother, because I don't want that shit in my house. They had a ton of fucking Play-Doh. I mean, they had a lot of Play-Doh.
I thought I had Play-Doh, and then I looked for it last night like crazy. I don't even know how we got on the Play-Doh subject. I have no idea how that got started.
Yeah, and then it keeps getting brought up, and I have no idea where it came from.
So I'm like, somebody said, yeah, you should get Play-Doh and just start making things. And I go, you want to do something with Play-Doh? I'll go get Play-Doh. And, of course, I had none because it probably all dried out and I threw it away. But
that's the power of love.
Do you know what I do have in my house, though, that is still waiting to be avenged? Moon sand. And it still gets played with. Mm-hmm.
Moon sand's good. It's good for you.
Moon sand.
Mm-hmm.
The coach likes how Play-Doh smells. Let's smell the Play-Doh.
I cannot fucking stop. God, I can't stop.
Look. And this is legit.
I can't stand Play-Doh.
Generic Play-Doh. This is the best money Red Threads Gaming can buy right here.
Is that Play-Doh Plus? Because that shit's even more expensive.
No.
Play-Doh Plus? What's the difference with that?
It's Play-Doh. It's softer.
You buy your Play-Doh.
And you can mold it smaller. And it doesn't crumble.
Can you guys cut that for me? Cut it for me. He just said it's softer. I want that cut so I can get up my Tronic.
It's more expensive.
Man, yeah, cut it yourself. I'm going to upload it on the website.
Here's my Play-Doh. I brought white down here. I bought a big package of Play-Doh, but I bought white down because I'm going to make
my daughter's
Big Hero
way
6.
My daughter's way into Play-Doh. She's 4. Let me qualify that. She's 4.
I just hit the button.
She spends...
Fuck face.
3 hours a week on YouTube watching Play-Doh videos. Goal, but you're welcome, by the way. Goal.
All right, wait a second. So the Play-Doh you have on stream was sent to you by Red Threads Gaming?
No.
Oh, he bought it today.
No. I bought it today. What happened was, and I didn't know this Somebody actually told me it was when I went upstairs.
Thank you.
Looking for my Play-Doh, I came down and I was like, I don't have no Play-Doh. Blah. It does smell good, actually. I don't like the smell of it.
I hate it. I can't stand it.
Somebody said, no, K-Dog, look at your scroll again. And I looked down, and there in my scroll it says $15 from Red Threads Gaming.
Nice.
Wasn't that for something else, though?
No. It was for the Play-Doh.
It was for Play-Doh.
Wasn't that for... Oh, that was something else. I was thinking of Papers, Please.
Yeah.
Whoop wants to give me a $15 Xbox.
Here's what Whoop hears.
What is that? Someone explain to me Papers, Please.
Look,
please.
I can tell you all about it.
It looks really interesting, but the fact that Whoop wants me to play it, I'm not gonna.
The thing about Whoop is he makes me salty a lot, but
it's extremely rude.
He seems to have good taste in games and music.
Yes, he does. And there's a lot of, look, if I'm salty on you, well, for the most part, not entirely true. Like, I like Kriners. I like Whoop.
Whoop's my homie.
I like Omar. No, I don't. I take that back. But I do like Kriners. And
I think Omar's streaming right now.
Oh, good.
Enough about Omar. He sucks.
Oh, shots fired.
All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to field any questions. And I'm going to step away and not pee in a can.
Okay. Grab the ball of the goalie, please. Thank you. Concede in the fucking 90th.
Listen,
you're not playing
I don't see anyone. You know, this is a perfect opportunity for some of our great French Prix streamers to get their name out there a little more and post it. You know, how often do the people in the stream say, post a link to your streams in the chat? And I've said it 3 times now and no one's doing it. You know, you don't have
Page access?
Huh?
For front page?
No, there's half the people in the chat are on the front page already.
Oh, gotcha.
We got Coach, we got Holy Poly, we got I Serve Him, aka Scott. We have Mailway, who just got on there today. All right, well, there you go.
Good game, Whoop. Good game.
A new coach would step up.
Holy Poly was playing some Dragon Ball Xenoverse. Is that what that shit's
called? Came out, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
Is it one of those things like Disney Infinity where you have to put pieces on this little thing and the pieces are just like
it
little...
It seemed like that, but without the pieces. Coach. Yeah. It seemed like that kind of game, just
no pieces.
What?
Sergeant Morph doesn't seem like the type of person that would take a piece and move it.
I have 2 comments about Disney Infinity.
Go ahead.
First comment is, what a scam. And it's these little pieces with computer chips in them that will bring up avatars on the screen. And the second comment I have is, what a genius business model that is. And that is the reason why Disney continues to be huge and always will be huge. That's why they have giant castles of their empire.
Disney was playing catch-up to... What's the name of that game? Skylanders. They saw the market that Skylanders had commanded with all these little kids, and they're like, why are they getting all this business? We are Disney. We can steal all this. And in my opinion, they haven't quite rivaled Skylanders still to this point.
So you're telling me Disney went out,
no doubt about it. Yes.
And took it.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah.
I agree, though. Skylanders is bigger than Infinity. But the problem I have with Disney Infinity is this. They came out with all those new characters. I can't. Well, it's smart, but it's stupid. I can't use them unless I buy the new one.
Right. It's the same as Skylanders. You can't use the new ones on the old game, but you can use the old ones on the new game.
If Disney was
It's different technology, K-Dog. They can't. The problem is they can't do it.
Why can't they just make it? Why can't they just make the same character like Xbox makes a game for the 360 and the Xbox One? Why not just make another chip for the Disney Infinity One?
Or
because,
put both
because
chips.
Because I don't think they can crosstalk. I don't think there's
they could do it if they wanted to.
Yeah, maybe.
I agree with that too.
Maybe.
There's no reason for them to do it.
In Skylanders' instance, the Skylanders Spyro's Adventure came out, 7-8 years ago. And this one trap team just came out in 2015. There's no way they're going to get the same technology to talk to that game that was made in 2007. It ain't going to work, man.
All right, we're not doing enough to get K-Dog salty. We need
my goal.
Yes.
I can do that. I can do that in a heartbeat.
Well,
I don't agree with that Red Dead gaming. I don't agree that if they made games for both systems, people would not buy the Xbox One. I do not agree with that.
Can you rehash? I don't know what we're talking about.
Huh?
Well, I said the thing. Why don't they make like the Marvel superheroes for Disney Infinity 2.0 and Disney Infinity 1.0?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's different. Like, the characters were written on different software for the new game.
You can't. Hey, dog. Doing the job I do for a living, I've always wondered that. Oh, my house. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. My house is a split level house. It's a. What is it called?
A ranch. It's a Raised Ranch.
Raised Ranch.
Mm.
I do not have a basement. My mother-in-law told me not to buy the house if it did not have a basement. You know what I say to her?
It's a Raised Ranch.
Fuck off.
Yeah, a basement.
He probably actually did say that.
To his mom?
No, mother-in-law.
Okay.
My mom was here today.
I have a question for K-Dog.
Yeah, shoot.
When will we see K-Dog mom on stream? K-Dog mom hype.
Tomorrow, I think.
My mother?
Yes.
She was here today.
Oh, today. Actually. Damn it. Yeah,
she
today.
did a secret stream from her own Twitch account called K-Dog's Mom. And
that's
I was waiting for something better, and that's what came to his head.
Twitch.tv/K-Dog's Mom, get hype.
So if there's not at least five of you in the chat right now trying to go out and lock up that troll account, then shame on you, and you guys should not be Twitch viewers. You guys should all just go home and watch Disney or something. I don't care.
138, bitch.
That channel was on Justin TV. And...
Oh, balls. Yeah, she
might have been.
She was on. Actually, I think it was she was a U streamer.
Oh, that's uncalled for.
She was, you know what? I don't know. What would have to happen was I'd have to be streaming and then she'd be like bringing the kids back or coming down for some reason. I can't just say, hey, Ma, you want to get on here and stream? She'll be like, what the fuck is that?
If I say
that to my dad,
can you sell those hats for me?
Yeah. My dad's first response would be, well, can you sell me some of my hats? And he would say it just like that, and he wants to be on. And if you are interested in a hat, if you're in the military, I'm sure I could get one for you.
Listen, we got another question.
He's been on the stream before, actually.
It's not hat, very creative. Well, happened. All right. Hello?
Hey, go ahead.
So
over his words. Good job.
I was plugging your dad.
I gotta tell you, I'm starting to lose it over here.
That sounded wrong. I was plugging your dad's Twitter.
Twitch.tv/KDog's dad, all one word, lowercase.
My dad has a Twitter.
Poppy Grumman.
I'll link it in a second.
Look at that. K-Dog's mom is in the chat. It was only a matter of time.
Hi, Mom. Thank you for all that you've done to me. We've
successfully entered phase 3 of GSC late night.
Every night. Every Friday night.
Late night with Turd Ferguson.
We're an hour and a half delayed. We're on our best. Well, I was on my best behavior. K-Dog dropped an MF-er in there. I was on my best behavior tonight.
You know,
go ahead.
I spent that entire session in perpetual fear. And I was just, you know, sweating, as K-Dog would say, balls. Sweating balls over here. Oh, I hope they behave, you know. I hope K-Dog doesn't drop too many bombs. And I have to say that, you know, a couple slept through, but overall went pretty well. And I bet you were very high strung and very, you know, I bet it took a lot of mental effort to filter that language.
Oh my God, you could tell. Could you not tell? I could tell.
No, what I want you to do is
fuck.
Pretend that in your club right now, the reason you're doing badly is because you have Omar and Shox and Kreiner's on the team.
Oh my god, like, that sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Just drive here, take the 40-minute drive here, and just open my door and hit me in the face with a fucking shovel.
Shoot.
Hit me in the face with a shovel.
Love to.
You would hit him so hard that his beard would fall off.
I'd aim low.
But the tie would stay on.
Worried about dropping too many bad words because
shot. Oof.
I know that Nivy's been in my stream before.
Yeah.
Solak, there's a question for you in the chat.
I don't care.
For me?
I have a question for K-Dog.
Right.
Was that tie pre-tied with just a loop, or did you tie it on stream?
Listen.
I never tie his tie.
I am pretty sure I tied that tie 6 years ago. No bullshitting.
No, it can't be true. No, I tied it one time. I had to tie it myself when I guest hosted or guest streamed on Game Stream
Central. Oh, that's right.
I had to do it. I remember going to the YouTube.
You asked me. Yeah, I remember now.
Trying to find a video how to tie it, and then I just leave it tied. And the only way it ever comes untied is if I wash it. So this hasn't been washed in a while.
If you wash it, yeah. Do you give it to Mrs. K-Dog to tie?
No. I told you, he came to me.
Here's the thing. If I go to Mrs. K-Dog to ask her to tie my tie, that means we're going to a function.
Oh, that's too bad.
I can't walk to Mrs. K-Dog and say, here, can you tie my tie for I got to go stream? Because she won't do that. She did show up tonight, which was ironic.
I'm calling shenanigans. I don't think she can tie a tie.
I don't know.
I remember either, when.
But I wouldn't go to her even if she could. I don't know if she can either. You might be right.
Yeah.
I know my dad usually ties my ties if I'm with my dad. My dad knows how to tie.
I even had to tie your fucking brother's tie. I tied Eric's tie.
We're all stupid because we're all mama's boys, and my dad was in the military. My dad was in, he taught places for the military. My mom doesn't know how to tie a tie. My dad knows how to tie a tie. So none of us know how to tie a tie because our dad never taught us.
Any other questions for
absolutely.
The totally unreachable at other times GSC staff from the chat?
Is that why you have a beard? Because no one taught you how to shave.
I have a beard because I never could grow one in high school when I wanted one. I don't know.
I still can't.
But if my testosterone never kicked in or whatever the case may be. And this beard, growing beards didn't, it, just like I'm lazy. I'm lazy as fuck. And I didn't shave for like the longest time. And then like the Red Sox won the World Series and everyone had a beard. And I'm like, you know what? Let me keep it because that's easier than shaving it.
I don't like your answer, so we're just going to skip to the next question.
I wasn't done.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine. Go ahead, skip to the next question. Little side note here, we do have our first success story vlog coming in, Sorlak.
Oh, yeah?
I'm waiting to get it.
Is it from someone whose name starts with S?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it's going to be a YouTube link, he said. Is that good? Is that good? Is that going to work for us? I already told him it is.
That audible sigh, I fucking love it. Like I'm about to get reprimanded.
Let me just throw this out here. He's done it twice now because the first time he encoded it, it was all screwed up, so he did it again.
Doesn't he do those every week though?
Yeah, that's what I said, but I don't know. He changed his settings and a bunch of stuff.
Peace out, coach. See you later.
Later, coach.
Listen, we're going to have a new featured streamer starting tomorrow. Twitch.tv/iServeHim in recognition of his excellent gameplay, excellent personality, and pitching GSC in his own stream without commitment to do so. Twitch.tv/iServeHim officially tomorrow will be our featured streamer for an unspecified length of time. What does featured mean? Well, it means that Your stream icon will appear on the front page regardless of whether you're online or not.
Nice pass, buddy.
And the fact that, you know, I don't think we can have two banners at the same time, so temporarily the legacy banner will be replaced by the featured banner, but it's just hidden for now. It'll come back, you know, later. So that's the announcement for now. There's also there's some new streamers added to the front page list, and if you haven't been paying attention to the changes on the website lately, basically there's too many streamers interested in being on the front page, so now there's a list. And the way the list works is that if you're live, you're on the front page. If you're not live, you probably won't be on the front page. It's random, you know, who shows up. The only way that you'll show up for sure on the front page when you're online or offline is if you're featured. So using the previous example of I Serve Him, also known as Scott, will be featured starting tomorrow. He'll show up on the front page regardless of whether he's online or offline. So check him out. Drop in the stream if you haven't already. He's usually playing MLB 14, the show. Pretty soon he'll be playing MLB 15, the show. Hopefully that game doesn't blue screen on him every 5 minutes like the current game does. So we're winding down on the show this evening. K-Dog's not getting too salty. Tronic is being Tronic. And
I don't know what that means. I assume there's only one featured streamer at a time, correct?
One featured streamer at a time. Man.
And me.
What do you have to do with anything?
No, I'm just kidding.
By the way, guys, on the staff, so I'm sure you noticed, since you're always on the front page, that I changed the banner for K-Dog stream. It says GSC Late Night on it right now, and I think we'll do that from now on.
Hold on, I can't. Well, I couldn't get in the site actually.
Huh?
I see. Savage, I'm back now. A new streamer up there.
It crashed
streaming right now.
Do you?
Do.
Who is it?
And I know what? Huh?
Loading. It's loading. It's loading. It's loading.
Well, look who pulled up right away. It's Scott.
Yes, I see Scott too. I see I serve him on there. And I also see Red Thread Gaming in there.
Oh,
chatting.
My fault,
so
boys.
Good for her. Well done.
Bullshit. My fault.
Now, I know that tomorrow, Savage. Yeah, tomorrow night. Well, tomorrow night, their time.
There we
I
go.
Don't know where they're from. Late
night. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Savage and Mailway are going to be doing a multi stream tomorrow.
Yeah.
Both on the front page. They're having a race. Who can beat Mario Brothers 3 first?
Are they using whistles?
Nice move. Nice move.
That really
you should have got the PK
me.
There, buddy.
That almost makes me want to get on their time. Not Mrs. K-Dog, me playing Mario
come
Brothers
on,
3.
That's fucking...
And racing them. I really do.
Are they... Is it a no-whistle race?
I don't know. That. No, no. They can use the whistle. Yep.
Oh. That would be short.
Isn't it a flute? Isn't it a flute?
Okay, it's a flute. Yeah, that's right.
Whatever. Yeah. Whistle, flute.
They're
whittle,
really not
whittle,
interchangeable.
Hoo, 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 hoo. Flutes.
I mean, they're just not.
So, a little known secret is that if you use... If you get two flutes, okay, and you use the flute to go to the warp world, which is World 9,
right,
and you use the flute in World 9, then it'll drop you at World 8.
Why would you do that?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, well, that's my bad. I thought you were continuing.
You would do that if you want to beat the game as quickly as possible.
So you get two flutes, go to 9, and then 8.
Well, 9 isn't... 9 is just the...
Is that a foul on me?
Right.
9 is just the warp world. To beat the game, you beat World 8. Otherwise, you'd have to get 3 flutes.
Somebody had to leave. Oh. Instead of playing Mario Brothers 3 race, I'm going to watch The Wizard with Fred Savage.
The first unofficial announcement of the existence of Super Mario Bros. 3.
That was actually, yeah, that was the trailer. That was the first trailer.
Yeah.
Now, I'm probably wrong on this. Is that also the first mention of the glove?
Probably not.
The power glove?
The power glove, yes.
Power glove was on the NES, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it was.
So it was Super Mario 3. That was NES.
Yeah, that was NES.
Yeah.
Yeah. But did it come out that late?
Super NES.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was like 93, right?
It was 93.
Yeah, 93 sounds right to me.
I can't remember that. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I beat that game the first day I got it.
Oh, that's a PK, boys.
All right, I'm gonna shut down the show officially now and hit the stop button on the record. So, thanks everyone for stopping by and asking questions.
Thank you, Thorlek.
Well done.
And listening to the podcast or whatever you want to call it.
Good night, boys.
No, can
good
I
night.
Download this off iTunes?
No.
No.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Bye.